Good morning, brothers and sisters. I greet you in the name of Jesus. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman here this morning with the morning devotional. As I look forward to gathering with the saints today, my thoughts go to Hebrews 10:25. It says, "Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." As I think on this verse of not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, gives us a picture of forsaking to assemble together. I guess there's a few different pictures that or thoughts that we can get here. It could be speaking of not getting together at all. But I guess what I'm seeing here is, how do we get together? We live in a time where people are gathering on the Lord's Day. They're gathering for car shows, they're gathering for flea markets, and they're gathering for sports. And they're just simply gathering for something to fill their time with and have a good time together. How do we get together? It says here that we are to gather and to exhort each other, and even so much more as the day approaches. We know that back in Noah's time, people kept gathering, they kept selling, they kept buying, and they just kept on with life, and they just drifted away from God further and further and just kept doing their thing. As we gather together, are we doing our thing? Are we just coming together? Or are we coming together to exhort each other, and even more so as we realize the realization goes deeper and deeper in our hearts that Jesus is going to be coming back soon. Yes, as we gather today, we are 1 week closer to his returning than 1 week ago. And that day is approaching when he's going to come back. Are we looking forward to his coming back? Do we spend time in his presence daily? Do we enjoy being in his presence? Or are thoughts filled with other things in life, the things that we're busy in, and just a time filler? You know, as some young men come together and they love high speed, they get a thrill out of driving their cars 100 miles an hour or a speedboat across the water as fast as they can, skiing, jet skiing, and all kinds of thrills that they experience in life. And one thrill leads to another thrill, to another, and it's a path that takes us where we don't want to go. It's not where we want to be found on the day that he reappears, that the Lord Jesus reappears. But we are to gather together. There's another way to gather together today. And there's another thrill that we can look at. Some gather together, yes, even in the name of Jesus. And they gather together in a spiritual way. But they're really just gathering together to pacify the void in their heart. And they are pacified with the thought of coming together. And at least they're coming together. And they can be going for the next spiritual thrill, the next revival, the next stirring. Maybe just having a good time together. But the challenge that I have here this morning is our thrill, is my thrill, that really the thriller of my heart is that to come into the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have to come together to experience this, but it's a wonderful thing when we can gather together and exhort each other and experience the thrill of coming into the awesome presence of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father together, and exhorting each other, encouraging each other, extending a hand to those that have lost hope, and extending a hand to the discouraged, and to be lifted up, and yes, to continue to encourage each other. Is that the thrill of our heart? Where we are just thrilled to come into the awesome presence of our Father, to be thrilled to extend the hand to one to another, lifting one another up, encouraging one another. If the thrill in our hearts isn't thrilled the most to come in the awesome presence of our Lord Jesus and into the presence of our Father, the encouragement that I would have for us all this morning is that we would take the time to search ourselves and let the Lord Jesus Christ search us to see what is keeping us from experiencing that thrill of being in His presence, in the Father's presence. Maybe go forward today and be thrilled in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.